Hi, I'm back. I know. It's really, really late. I am so sorry, Sugar, that it took me this long to get home. I swear, I just completely lost the track of time. But as soon as I noticed, I ran, I swear. All right. I will calm down. Okay. Now, where is my little munchkin? Sleeping upstairs? In his own room? My. I gotta tell ya, you have some kind of power being able to get that little rascal to fall asleep at a reasonable time. All the babysitters before you would be up and running. He just refuses to go to sleep before Mama gets home. What can I say? He's a mama's little boy. But you are going to have to share your secret someday. Unless you want to babysit for me until my little munchkin doesn't need a babysitter anymore. And even then, I might just keep you around since you're such a sweetheart. Oh, stop it. Since you and your family moved to town, you have always been a sweetheart. Almost can't believe you're going to college already. Time just flies, I swear to God. But let's not talk about that. Making me feel old, and I'm trying to keep the wrinkles away as long as possible. Anyway, did everything go well? Did he behave? And no need to lie, I know he doesn't always behave. Oh, okay. So it was decent. You're still gonna come back? Oh, good. Oh, have you had anything to eat, Sugar? It's extremely late, and I know you miss dinner at home. You haven't? Sweetie, I've told you so many times. You can have anything that you can find in the fridge or the kitchen overall. My home is yours, especially when you're looking after my child. You spend the entire night over here. Of course, you're gonna have to eat. You know what? I will make you something to eat. No. I insist. Only if I tell you about the date. Oh, Lord. I'm going to need a glass of something strong for that one. Oh my God. You want some? Not like either of us is going to be driving tonight. You literally live down the street. Here, even just a little. Oh, don't make me drink by myself. That's it. Here. Oh, yes. If the full glass doesn't scream it out loud already. It was terrible. Oh my God. First, he arrived 30 minutes late to the date, which I can still overlook. Things happen, traffic, Who knows? And I'm trying to keep an open mind, but... ugh. Just the way he treated the staff at the restaurant. How do the kids say nowadays? A major ick. Don't laugh at me. I'm trying to say hip with you younglings nowadays. There's so much different slang. How am I supposed to keep up? Oh, that ain't the end of it, Sugar. Through the entire meal, he was hinting towards taking me to his house tonight, and how he's going to show me a real good time. I say, men that talk like that think 10 seconds of rubbing a woman's lips is gonna have her purring like an engine, and consider, oh, you like that? Dirty talk. No? Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Sugar. I didn't even think about what I was saying. But you're already old enough to know of these things. Oh, no. The reason I came home so late was because I left that jerk at the restaurant and went for a few drinks at the close-by bar. There were a few guys who bought me some drinks, but nothing special. Not worth bringing home with me. But I ain't a woman who's going to turn down free drinks now, am I? Oh, I swear. What does a woman have to do nowadays to find a decent person to take home? What's my type? Anything that has a brain and knows how to behave. Oh, and doesn't mind that I have a kid. Seems to turn people away like a repellent. Hard to be a single mother. You know, where are the sweet people like you, Sugar? The world needs more people like you. I mean, if I personally met you at a bar, or a dating app, or whatever people use nowadays, I would consider a second, maybe even a third date. I am not kidding. You are really good looking, you're well behaved, sweet as a pie, and you are good with kids. What else is there to ask for? Well, at least a woman of my age with a child. Well, maybe someone like you, some skills in the bedroom. But I wouldn't mind teaching, as long as a person is willing to learn. Aww, getting a little shy now, Sugar. What? Is me giving you all these compliments making you flustered? Or... and maybe the bed talk got you thinking, Now, tell me, Sugar. I've never seen you with anybody. I mean, there was that one person at the dinner a few months ago, but I never saw them again. So, have you been with anybody? No? Not really. Oh. Nobody made you feel real good? Don't worry. It's just my hand. Has nobody ever run their hands all over your body? Run their fingertips down your arm, their hand up and down your sides. Lay their hand on your thigh and just squeeze a little. No? What a shame. A sweetheart like you deserves to feel good. I wonder, how about your neck? Is it sensitive? You don't know. Well, let me find that out for you, sugar. Breathe, sugar. I don't want you passing out on me before. Oh, well. Oh, you don't need to play coy with me. I've seen the way you've looked at me. Like a man that has been wandering in the desert for a week. Finally approaching at an oasis. Just wanting a drink. Do you want a taste, sugar? It's nothing to be embarrassed about. No, don't you worry about that. I will take care of you. Just lean back. And let me do what I do best. And no worries. I won't bite. Unless you want me to. If I run my hand down your stomach, down your thigh, and back up between. Oh, sugar, if I knew you would get this excited, I would have done this a long time ago. Feeling you through your clothes. It's even getting me going. Now, don't worry, baby. I will take care of you tonight. Let me taste your lip sugar. Don't be afraid to touch me. I know you want to. Oh, and I want you to touch me too. Oh, so bad. Oh, no. Oh, he will not. Let's take these pants off. will make you feel good. Okay? You don't have to do anything. Let me do this for you. All right? There you go. You're so good for me. Kissing down your neck. Your chest. Your stomach. I can smell you. Smell your arousal. And I see that you're wet already. Nothing to be embarrassed about. It's normal. Now just remove these. Let me make you feel good with my mouth. Oh, you taste so good. Oh, yes. Oh, put your hips into me. Push yourself inside of my mouth. Hearing you. Oh, we can't take the risk of waking him up. Oh, yes. Oh, put your hand in my hair. Push me down. Not yet. Not yet. Oh, stupid phone. Put this away. No. You will come when I let you. Oh, you're leaking everywhere. Where have you been? Oh, yes. Squeeze me with your thighs. shaking is normal, don't worry. Come here. Oh, let me just hold you. Oh, yes, sugar. You did so well. Oh, don't you worry about me. I got plenty of pleasure out of that. Next time, you can make me feel good. Okay? Now, rest your head against my chest. We can clean you up soon, but not yet. Now we can just enjoy.